Hi, everybody. Welcome to a very special episode of the Film Sack Show.
We're at a restaurant.
I don't know why I'm being...
We're eating cereal.
I don't know why I'm being so quiet, but it's Scott Johnson here with Brian Dunaway, Brian Ibbett, and Randy Jordan. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Special episode, folks, where we do a commentary track because someone's out of town this week. Who is it this week?
You're about to enter a... never mind. We'll get to that.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. We'll get to all of that. Who is it who's actually out of town? Oh, it's Brian Ibbett. You're in Chicago
in Chicago, right.
At the podcast event or movement.
Correct.
Yeah. So have a nice movement.
What do you do when you go to Chicago? Do you get some pizza, some deep dish? What you get?
Yeah, we're gonna go to Uno's, the original Uno's pizzeria. That's not a chain.
Can you skip this? Can you skip seconds if you have a 4 or a 9? Just kidding. That's a bad Uno joke. Continue.
Use your reverse or draw two.
Yeah.
Plan on getting hot dogs, like a true Chicago hot dog with bullets and bright green relish.
Don't ask for ketchup. Don't do that.
No, that's silly.
Yeah, that's silly. That's living though. That sounds amazing.
I read a Reddit thread recently that asked people to talk about their hot dog toppings, and all the comments were a debate about ketchup or not ketchup. It was nothing else. No one actually cares about your hot dog toppings.
Yeah. If you do right, exactly. If you do chili, I think ketchup is all right. I think if you don't do chili, then I don't know about the ketchup.
Wait! You do the chili and ketchup?
Oh, heck yeah.
Ugh, that sounds bad.
Why would you need to do both?
We live in the South, man, South Carolina. We do weenies.
Gravy on your hot dog, don't you?
We do weenies. We do chili meat, and we do ketchup, mustard, and pickles, and onions.
Hold on. You put weenies on your hot dog?
Weenies. We do Carolina Pride weenies.
What is a weenie? What are they?
I will eat my weenies.
What is a weenie? Is it a
hot dog weenie.
No, I thought you meant you're putting like hot dog on top of hot dog.
Yes, we double down. No, I'm just kidding. We don't double down. We have double barrel hot dogs right here.
That sounds all right to me.
Two hot dogs, one bun.
I will make one recommendation in that regard. If you do sriracha ketchup, everything's fine. That's a good way to go.
Actually, that's a one exception I'll make. Yeah. Ketchup on a hot dog is an abomination. If it's sriracha on a hot dog, it's delicious.
Yeah, and sriracha ketchup is a great combo. Yeah, if you haven't tried it, it's real good. All right, well, there's your food update. Now let's get to the thing we're going to do. Because Brian is out of town. Because Ryan
you don't even
has never
know
existed.
A Ryan.
Yeah, because of this fourth person who's never been here, fifth person, I guess. You're gone, and that means we do a commentary thing. Now, for those who are here for the first time, you're thinking, what the hell show is this? Go listen to our previous episode, or the one before that, or whenever. You'll find that it's in very different format. But we do this occasionally for something we find on Netflix or somewhere streaming, where you guys get to put your headphones on, listen to us while you watch the thing we watch, and kind of do it together. We call them live commentary tracks. Today is for The Twilight Zone, the series, the original series. Season 3. I don't know why I said 2000. That was a dumb word number. I smell toast again this week.
Around 60 or 62, wouldn't it?
It would have been
61.
50s. Yeah.
61.
Oh, 61. Okay, cool. That's a Mad Men time. That's great. Anyway, you want to cue yourself up for season 3, episode. Oh, crap. What number is it? Oh, 12. And that's called The Jungle. You can't miss it. The word is The Jungle. It is episode 12 of the third season. And we're going to pause it right as the big swirly comes up. You'll know it when you see it. So right now, pause us. Get yourselves all queued up and paused right as the big swirly thing starts to happen in black and white. And then when you come back, we'll start it up, which we'll do right this second. Oh, you're back. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for pausing us and coming back. Here we go. I'm going to count it down. And when I say go is when we all hit play. It begins... In 3, 2, 1, go.
And I'm getting a swirly.
There's that sound.
Yeah, getting a swirly. Boy, don't hold this close to your face.
What instrument is that?
If you hold that
is
close to your face.
Is it a cone or is it a pit?
Yes.
I never thought of that.
Is it pointing at you or pointing away from you?
Away.
Yeah. All right.
Just glad to know the
wow, it's the old, the original Helvetica condensed italic logo, not the new... The newer kind of...
From the stars to the streets.
I love this music.
It's pretty good.
I'm an alcoholic.
I wear a tuxedo at home.
Hello,
honey. Realize this is supposed to look like 50 plus years ago, but this is exactly how I want to live. Right? Like, I want to live in a place that's decorated like this, where there's a bunch of like booze right on our counter.
Arms.
This does not surprise me. I'm not surprised by this at all. Right. For some reason, this fits you really well. I don't know why.
Don't drink all that whiskey. The drapers will be over in about an hour.
Oh my God, his fingers. Jesus.
What?
Is he doing some voodoo?
These are all things that
he has
got on his finger in your hand. Safari.
But why is he has a the human jungle. Finger?
It's a really hard time with those ice cubes.
Mm-hmm.
Get the human finger away from your preparation of your drinky drinks.
Actually, you can use that scotch to disinfect the human finger.
Oh. Yeah. Well, good. They're practicing good, clean.
Oh, no. Is he going to throw them in the fire?
Oh, he is. All of them?
My jungle junk. Don't throw my jungle junk away.
No.
He just threw that tuft of Donald Trump's hair in the fire.
Oh, no.
What smells like burnt flesh?
She brought those back from safari.
Oh.
And he does not approve of her bringing those back.
We are white people.
They are not duty-free.
Oh, this is good
racism.
They did
not fill out the paper, proper paperwork.
This is some sweet racism they just did right then.
Yes.
We were afraid of witch doctors during that time.
We still are.
Still are a little bit. It's like
any trip on the Jungle Cruise ride at Disneyland will tell you that the fear of witch doctors is still alive and well.
What year was it that Sean Connery had that witch doctor movie?
You ever lose your car keys? Is it that one?
I just remembered something I totally forgot to say last week when we were doing Sahara. I have regrets now, and we need to go back and add me into that episode.
Stuff in now, but
he's
still
so
time.
Dramatic.
Please, I turned on captioning.
Oh, that helps.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we don't understand English.
Oh, she's got the what do they call the what do they say women had?
Crazy eyes.
No, they gave them. It's an
hysteria.
It's a hysteria. I knew it was an H word.
Oh yeah, woman's hysteria.
Yeah, and he'd go to the doctor and he'd
menstrual cycle.
Yeah, and he'd
at all of these other artifacts. Why did we have to burn those?
Yeah, good point.
Right.
But he had
those
they used
were
to
witch doctor voodoo stuff.
Didn't they prescribe like orgasms or something? Like that was the deal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Prescribe them.
Yeah, they'd say, "Oh, you got the hysteria. Take this little thing with you." Like they'd give you a little toy unit.
Oh snap!
Whoa. Oh darn it!
Oh,
is that a gazelle? This
apartment is really the bad part of town.
Oh look, it's Mr. Cerulean himself.
Where's his cigarette?
Fell into his lap.
He's always smoking when he's doing these intros.
You know what I like about this guy? He's that
cheesy. His upper lip doesn't move?
That,
his teeth.
Well, that, but he's also that. He's that guy. It's hard to explain. He's like the voice guy, but he's also the brain behind all this stuff. And it's kind of impressive.
Right.
You know?
Is this a double entendre of the jungle? And it's because they're in the city.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yes,
so
of course.
Oh, let's look at my Africa coloring book.
Right. Over 40.
Over here is Zimbabwe.
That's ridiculous.
Some sweet English.
Bad centering job on that text.
I was going to say, not bad.
I wonder if when the people making Mad Men were making Mad Men, they watched stuff like this.
Oh, yeah, probably.
It looks like Mad Men.
Because alcohol has to be on every table.
In every cup.
Coffee, alcohol, and cigarettes.
Right.
Man, the early 60s were freaking weird.
Weird, yeah.
Weird, weird time. It feels
you can say what you want to, but those leather chairs look comfortable.
No, they totally do.
Yeah.
Everything
and
about
the
lifestyle.
Looks drinkable and how was it more hedonistic in the past? That's what I want to know.
Mm. Ooh, witchcraft.
Ooh, shall we?
My favorite part of the caption was it said they were all chuckling back then.
So basically they're doing some building, some sort of stuff in Africa that's going to
a dam.
Okay.
And it's happening somewhere
and so
in
they've
like
got a curse put upon them.
They had a mark on a map that was about 800 miles wide.
Was he talking about
the witch doctors and witchcraft?
So he's seen the actual.
Starting to believe this stuff. It's real. Trust me.
He's wearing a bow tie.
It's tuxedo day at work. Tuxedo night.
Tuxedo Tuesday. I like that.
Casual. What's the opposite of casual Friday?
Yeah. Welcome to Tuxedo Thursday.
Tuxedo Tuesday.
What would you wear on Wednesday?
Oh, you got a rabbit's foot. Oh.
Do we have a modern day equivalent of the curse kind of movie? You know, the mummy curse, and now they got the witch
doctor
curse.
Sure, like The Ring.
Yeah, all the horror movies now are like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so The Conjuring's very cursey.
Object is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, like the tiki from the Brady Bunch kind of idea.
Right.
You don't see that as often as you used to.
Not as often, no.
But you have just defined.
Oh, Hardy's amused.
You've just defined the point of like 50% of the Twilight Zone episodes.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. He has got a regular tie.
He didn't get the memo.
Oh my lord! This is such an old school acting school.
Mm-hmm. You can smell the wood paneling in there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That guy can't be bothered.
Say what you will, I want that light fixture in my life.
Yeah, I did too. I like the reflective.
The one on the wall you're talking about, right? Or are you talking about the ceiling one?
The ceiling one.
Oh, I think the sconce is awesome.
Do you not want the whiskey that's so big, or tonic water, whatever that is, that's blocking everyone's view of each other? Look at that thing.
It's a tonic.
It's a beast.
Where did they get that Excel document spray from? Thing.
I used to have one of those.
There's a spreadsheet.
Yeah, where'd they get that Excel document from? That's pretty nice.
Somebody actually had to draw those grid lines by hand.
Yeah.
It genuinely does not matter what they were just saying to each other.
Nope.
Not a bit.
Right.
Nope.
Basically, up, it was...
I've got a chin dimple like Timothy Dalton.
Why is there a jukebox in this boardroom?
I like that the guy's name.
No, they're in a bar,
they're in a bar now. Yeah.
You're kidding.
Well, they're in a poorly dressed set for a bar.
Okay, they're in a bar. You're right.
Oops.
Party foul.
Oh. Hey.
Oh.
I got rid of that penis.
What's this white pepper? Right.
Witch doctor penis. Let's you don't want this.
What's it supposed to be?
It's
just it looks like a large grunt.
You like know, a kidney candies? Bean, like a string bean.
Or no, not grunts. What are,
Peapod.
What's the candy where it's the big bananas and the...
Yeah, runts.
Runts. I said, I was calling them grunts.
Well, it's something worse you could have called them, so at least you...
Could have went another direction.
Yeah, I could have gone higher in the alphabet. What you gonna do, Doris? How old do you think these guys are? Because everyone always plays in these old
like
things.
20.
These are like, yeah, they're probably in their like early 30s, but they look 60.
All right. I'm going to answer the question. I want everybody's wagers. How old, Scott?
Actor is he's 36.
I'll say he's 38. Okay. I'll say 38.
I'll go 38. High. I'll say 42.
42. All right.
Because he's thinning. His hair is thinning.
Yeah, he is thinning. But that might have been that hair tonic.
Yeah, it could have been.
He's got some wrinklies.
Dapper Dan, man.
All right. Our lead is played by an actor named Walter Brook. And I'm trying to do some math here.
He's dead, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yeah.
This was 60.
I'm guessing everyone in this is dead.
Maybe.
Mostly. Gotta be.
Mostly.
He is 38.
38.
Oh, I just got into the passenger seat. That seemed really convenient.
He's 38. That's crazy.
I got it right.
Because if I was
38?
Yeah, 38. Or I got it right. You said 36.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you cracked
the other guy is 41.
Okay. So here's the funny thing about that. If you were really asking me, I skewed young on purpose because of how I'm perceiving this stuff. If you'd have really asked me, I would have said 48 to 52.
Yeah.
Like, that's how old 52-year-olds look today.
Well, because we're better preserved.
I guess so. It's weird. It's so weird.
Yeah, we get less sun, hopefully. Use
I left my albino peapod on the counter there.
If you saw me standing next to that guy, you would not say that I'm older than him.
The same age.
Right, but you haven't been breathing cigarette smoke all your adult life.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Close for repairs, fool.
Well, I don't think it's that. I think it's the building outside. I don't know.
But we've also talked about this, too. Do you think these guys lied about their age back then?
Oh, maybe.
Put on his resume that he's older.
He's, I mean, there's younger. Just no way yeah. that guy's.
Well, he was saying, "I'm only 38."
So how come all of a sudden he cares enough about that amulet to now want to get back in the bar and get it?
I don't know now.
I lost my dime.
You get your money back. Oh, he just gave that phone the finger.
Yeah. And the phone liked it.
Oh,
wait, it's ringing.
Go back.
Hi, witch doctor here.
Have you seen my penis? Looks like an amulet.
Oh, what's he doing?
Monkey chattering.
Monkey chattering.
This is amazing.
Is this the jungle? Hello?
I love how he's moving so slowly. What? It's not a phone anymore. It's a.
I love the idea that somebody's in Africa, out in the middle of the jungle.
Hi, jungle here.
Jungle here. What?
This is what happens. When, this is what happens when you get a call from the zoo in 1961.
This is when the monkeys have taken over the zoo.
I have a collect call from Mr. Jungle.
Mr. Jungle. He said,
"Accept the charges."
Also, I love. Can you? Is there ever been a scene of anything happening in a phone booth where you didn't check to see if there was money at the end?
Oh, right.
He did the first time when he walked right. out.
That's what I mean. But there's
wind. Yeah, there's, they only no have that in the jungle.
Yeah.
That must be weird.
I smell elephant. Ooh.
Owl hooting.
Owl hooting.
He's a famous actor.
Vehicle approaching.
Cab, mister.
Like, like the 12 Days of Christmas in this thing.
38.
I love how there's no cars anywhere else, but this one cab comes along.
Right. Well,
what's this guy
it's
like?
His car couldn't start, right?
That guy's like 21, driving the cab.
He's still in high school.
Yeah,
he's high school job.
He's just looking for a job right out of high school.
Oh, I don't think that's filmed in front of a green screen.
No,
that's in a car.
It's a back lot, right?
Yeah.
That's impressive for then.
Mm-hmm.
They never did that back then.
Randy's unimpressed. I'm not impressed.
I'm not impressed.
They never did that back then, though. Like actual filming in a car, because the equipment's too big.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. This driver's going to be a monkey now or something.
Oh, no. Oh,
he's dead.
Oh. He was killed by the jungle sounds.
That's going to cost you.
Yeah.
Sit back and think about
it. Hey, at least you don't have to pay for that first block.
Yeah, you... Witch doctor, you sure showed this guy by killing his cab driver.
I'm leaving a 1-star review on Uber. This is the worst Uber I've ever had.
Driver died. Lame.
Oh,
one
and
star.
You know Uber isn't going to pay the insurance on this claim.
No.
Driver succumbed to curse.
1 star. Would not use again. Yeah, just leave that open, kind of like you left the phone off.
And again, he's in a city that is completely missing everything.
Wow, that mailbox does not seem terribly well adhered to the ground.
Nope.
Yeah, and it had a monkey in it, so.
It said it was a bird
screeching.
Did the red
light used to say go like that?
Yeah. Well, and they ding kind of when they change colors, too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Right. So is the idea that anything he comes in contact with dies? Is he's the curse?
Oh,
well,
weird.
Things are dying. Everything is disappeared around him.
Yeah, he never really came in contact with the cab driver as much as he just sat behind him and
breathed on
him. And I don't think he killed the phone. I think the phone was out of order before he got in there.
You killed the phone.
It was already run by a monkey.
That's right.
What?
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 That's not the sound one of those should make.
What is going on?
His eyes split. Do you see his eyes get bigger?
Oh, it's
my eyes, sir, got bigger.
Oh my
It's a car stoom store.
The callback.
That's a callback.
Here's where we get to be a little. I think they get to be a little racist in this part.
What the? This show is genuinely freaking me out.
Hey.
Don't set him on fire.
I don't call people Mister enough.
That guy's 21.
College student.
Yep, college student, just trying to get by.
19-year-old working on their SAG card.
Yep. Yeah.
What? I'm not doing anything for a dollar. Got it.
My ash. It's coming out of my ash.
I got another dollar before you could tell me.
I just want to know.
$2 bill. Is that a $2 bill?
I don't know.
Is the tramp here kind of wearing blackface?
He's wearing soot face.
Soot face.
He's been.
Soot face.
I live in
a
chimney.
Phrase I've never heard.
Mammy, how I love you.
I love you. Yeah, my ears aren't as good as 10 years ago when I was in junior high.
Right. My ears aren't as good as they were when I was 12.
Whoa, he's going to give him $2.
$10.
Make it 20 and I'll hold your hand.
No, seriously, $10? That's like offering him $200 in this year.
Right.
That is a bunch of money then.
He's a rich guy.
Yeah, he's an executive.
Yeah.
The tavern. Why doesn't he just hop in the cab?
Yeah, just take the cab.
Drive home.
Maybe he doesn't have a driver's license. Yeah.
Was that guy not real?
This is the city.
Is anybody else having a hard time distinguishing our actor here from Sean Connery?
I expect him to ask if anyone's ever lost their car keys.
I mean, not when he's
more David Niven than Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Sure, but I mean, I'm just saying he looks exactly like he's out of Casino Royale / Goldfinger.
A little bit, yeah. Definitely got that look. That mustache is.
Come back, $10. $10, come back.
I have $10.
Oh, God.
Uh oh.
Is that the man?
Afford a real lion.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Very Sean Connery face.
Yeah.
I agree. I wasn't really looking for him, but now that's all I can see.
Mm.
Go in the church. Talk to the priest. He'll absolve you of your horrible bow tie.
He'll protect you. I'd rather face the witch doctor than go back to the Catholic church. Is that what he's saying here?
Yeah, he's thinking, man, when I was an altar boy, Father Touch-a-Lot.
Father Touch-a-Lot.
Father Maybe I'll have to lie in $10.
Father Gropster. grabbed my boob.
I got money. This is not a good idea. Walking around the streets at night with money just in both hands.
In a ghost town. That's right. The thing that's bugging me.
It's kind of working. The atmosphere is working for me, though, weirdly. I didn't expect that.
Okay.
I guess this show is, I mean, that's what made it great, is it was way ahead of itself.
The abandoned scenes were always really good in Twilight Zone. They really did make you feel isolated.
Solo, yeah.
Did Rod Serling direct these as well? I know he...
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Man, that guy was a dynamo.
If this was Gotham, he would have been shot and his wife's pearls would have hit the ground.
That's right. And his kid would be just kneeling there going, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's creepy enough. Let's go into the Garden of Grave.
Yeah, of above ground gravestones and gargoyles or whatever.
I guess he's in the park now.
At the
this
moon?
This is a Central Park.
Oh, that's a light. That was a moon.
a little close for the moon.
Yeah.
Really, really on a low budget in these Twilight Zone episodes.
That's
right, now you got to imagine this is the moon.
That's no moon. You know, from this point of view, I don't think he's making any progress on getting home.
He could have walked home.
Pretty much quit.
Easily.
Yeah, why is he doing this? What is he doing? Oh.
Are we to believe, by the way, that the lion's tooth was protecting him? Is that the point?
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Was it?
Basically, he angered the gods by throwing the stuff into the fire, but fortunately he had that amulet with him. Now he left that amulet in the bar, and that was the only thing protecting him.
All right.
So when he threw that trash onto the ground just then, do you think he gave a hoot before it or after?
That's right. The owl hooting didn't say, give a hoot.
Right.
Don't pollute Indiana. I love jungle sounds, especially stock ones from MGM's collection of tapes.
Collection of tapes, reel to reel.
Are they ever going to give us, are we going to ever get an attack or something?
No, this is more like a Jaws kind of thing where it's building up.
Yeah, but you got an actual
shark.
This
episode would be 8 minutes long if you took out all of the standing in one place, spinning around, listening to sounds of animals.
Yeah,
it's
they
about
really
the
rely on
of
it.
Tension, though. Ibbit, come on. I'm totally stressed out. And the drumming continues.
Nope, he's knocked over the trash can
over.
Yep.
One of those
Central Park trash cans.
Yep. They're so common.
You guys ever experienced?
I don't understand why the jungle comes with drums. What's up with that?
That's because we're racist.
Tribal, yeah. The witch doctor situation.
Yeah.
Tribes like to dance.
Okay.
That's quiet.
Okay. Everything's fine now.
The guy's just going nuts.
Everything's fine. We're fine now. How are you?
The penitent man shall pass.
Have you guys ever been had an experience where it's late at night and you can't locate anyone?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It feels like the streets are empty?
For sure.
Totally. I've done this before. It's creepy. Like one Halloween, I remember I was out like at 10 o'clock at night and nobody was anywhere.
Oof.
And it was scary.
Yeah, I don't like that.
How did it get so dirty? The trash can?
What, something?
Oh, yeah. Look at his coat that would be worth $500 now.
Right.
Oh, he's home. Oh, good.
Well, that was a lucky.
That's the only bit of park he had to go through? Like 10 feet of park.
Now he's going to tell his wife to suck it.
Bob told him she should have taken the 10 bucks.
She's going to come out with like a knife in her
head. A cigarette with her in a robe, and then the witch doctor is going to come out right after.
What the hell?
What are you doing home?
The determination of how bad you're doing. Hold your hands out and see they're shaking.
Oh, I thought he was going to cast a spell on his beer, on his whiskey.
I cast a spell on you.
I want the wife to walk out with like a knife in her head or something.
No.
Some lingerie? What?
Growling
why
noise.
Why was he given this respite? Is there any indication?
No.
Just lull a false sense of security so they could get him where they want him?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You shouldn't have burned those things, dude.
Was his ears twerking? Did you see his ear?
Yeah.
That's how you know he's listening.
Oh, snap.
I'm 38. I'm a grown man.
His wife is a lion in bed. Literally and figuratively.
I like that. Wait,
did he just drop the drink?
No, he's got
like
it.
His hand was like a...
He dropped the drink.
Did he really?
He did.
No, not yet.
He spilled at least he spilled it.
So he
heard
drop the glass.
So he drops...
Glass shattering.
Yeah,
this is Jumanji. This is exactly how Jumanji goes.
He drops. He's dropped everything. He's thrown trash on the ground. He dropped the phone. He dropped his drink. Now, this guy's just a litter bug.
What's behind the door? Anybody want to guess?
Lion.
I'm going with the full jungle.
I think there's an animal in there.
It is. It's his wife.
Oh
my god!
Has she been mauled by something? What the hell is that? A goat?
And he broke his favorite lamp.
Right. Your wife is having my baby.
What?
Alan's screaming. Thanks for letting us know it was Alan who was screaming. Is that the whole episode?
That's it. 24
minutes. That's terrible, dude. That is the worst one.
Wow.
That's really it. Bad.
Wow. All right.
That's really bad, you guys.
It's,
like, bad.
It's bad, but if you was by yourself at 2 in the morning.
Oh, dude. That ending? Like, I don't understand why the lion... Why did the lion kill him?
I don't either.
He's a lion.
It's a lion in an urban bedroom. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Because
he was lying in wait.
Because he's a lion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that was... I don't know what to make of that. That seemed like a one idea that they just went ahead and they spent no money on this episode. It was just one guy.
No, they had to bring in a lion.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's super
I don't know.
Weird.
Maybe lions were cheap in 1961.
Well, you know, circus was in town.
Give
hey,
them away.
Give you know, yeah. Let's have him for an hour. Bring the trainer with him. It's probably a different arrangement then. Like animal service stuff now is so different, and they didn't care as much about you know animal safety or animal well-being
human
or any
safety.
Of that. Or human
safety, ever,
yeah.
Do you ever know anybody with exotic animals, Scott?
So my dad's best friend, when I was very little, had a tiger that he had raised from what's a baby tiger? A kitten? A cub, I guess.
A cub sure.
Or whatever. And grew to full size. It was this big, docile, awesome cat. It was really cool. And then my dad had a monkey, a spider monkey, that he used to carry on his back until one day, driving around in a convertible, it took a big wet dump down his back, and so
he got
rid of
that romance.
Yeah, he got rid of the monkey. He was like, "Well, not doing that anymore." So yeah, he a little bit of that, but nothing that was like super wild or anything. You know, they were all domestic sort of situations. Lots of big dogs and stuff. My daughter's got a pit bull the size of a freaking truck.
I told you, right, that I grew up in a close friends of the family had zebras and giraffes.
No. At the house? Like, just walk over there and go, hey, long neck, what's up?
So I grew up about 10 miles from a major zoo called the Gladys Porter Zoo. And zoo had a space issue because it was in the middle of Brownsville, Texas. They could only expand so much.
Yeah.
And they were regularly cycling in and out animals that they just didn't have room for or weren't mixing with the other animals well or whatever. So friends of the family, really close friends of my parents, had a ranch outside of Brownsville and a lot of money. And they were big benefactors of the zoo. And regularly some of the animals would be put out on their ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a barn constructed specifically for giraffes. It was this cool, really tall barn that you go in and you would go up a bunch of stairs to like a deck where you could, you know, feed the giraffes, like see, be with them eye to eye.
Yeah.
And zebras are
love.
Yeah.
Zebras are the worst creatures in the universe. They're just evil. They're
they go, zebras. They also sound like aliens. Like a horse is like, and these things are just going.
What? Zebras make that noise? Yeah, I thought those were hyenas.
No, they go. Yeah. I can't. Zebra. Here, let's give the.
Oh God, Scott's gonna finish this argument right now.
Well, I'm gonna. I just want to.
Zebra noises.
Here you go.
What does a zebra say?
Here you go.
Right. Wow, that's a zebra?
Now, yeah.
That's
crazy. Now I will know the next time I'm at a payphone and the phone rings and I hear that noise. It's a zebra calling.
It's zebra. Yeah.
Oh, hello, Mr. Zebra.
Hi, zebra.
So Brian, or so Randy, you're saying zebras are dicks. Is that what you're telling me?
Total dicks. You could not have a relationship with a zebra. All they want to do is kill you.
Yeah. Right. I think between them, so all right, the biggest dicks of the animal kingdom, geese or zebras?
Ostriches should be in there too.
Yeah, they're kind of dicks, aren't they? But aren't ostriches are basically like prehistoric geese?
Geese are the worst.
Geese are
ostriches exist now.
Yeah, no. I don't mean they're gone, but they seem like a primitive version of a goose. Like the goose is like some weird. It's like saying I've got this house lizard versus an alligator. To me, is kind of how they are to me. I see them as like this weird old, almost like furry looking bird.
Can't you guys want to see my house lizard?
Well, on that note, we'll end this here thing. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We'll be back next week with a normal episode. Brian, I know you're in Chicago, but I hope you're having a great time.
I'm sure I am. Thanks.
That your pizza is deep and dishy. And
and your hot dogs are right. Double weenies.
Yeah, double weenies, all that stuff. And
no ketchup.
Yeah, no ketchup, but sriracha's fine. What else?
Hey, what are we watching next week?
I have no idea. Some sort of movie. I don't know.
The answer to that question is Cujo. It's back. Cujo is streaming again.
Oh, we should do Cujo and then.
We've missed it so many times because they only seem to buy it for like 2 months.
Yeah, we got
to
bump it
up. We're going to go right to it.
Yep.
And get it done.
We got Film Sack Mom favorite coming back. She's in Cujo.
Yeah, right off the tails of E.T.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she can penis breath joke it up. So we're looking for that. Looking forward to that. All right. Well, good. So next week, Cujo, be here, the Stephen King classic. That's going to do it for us. Thank you all for listening. Filmsack.com for all else and all other needs you may have. What'd I say?
Film Flap.
Filmflap.com. it's possible I did say that. And thank you, everybody, for listening. That's going to do it for us. Goodbye.